I'm going to check the analytics on this show after this episode. There's going to be all these new bunny listeners to the show. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, the show that's full of vitamin A and beta carotene, plus it's got a satisfying crunch. I'm Brady, it's Wednesday, September 28th, 100 years ago today, the birthday of Mike Jurasek, the father of the baby carrot. Okay, technically a baby carrot is actually just a carrot that's been harvested before it's fully grown. And some stores and farmers do sell these baby carrots with their greens still attached. Often farmers pull them when they're thinning out crop, so why not sell them? But if you look for a baby carrot in most supermarkets today, you'll find the bags of all orange cylinders, often with little tubs of ranch dressing along for the ride. Mike Jurasek dreamed these up in the 1980s as a way to prevent farm waste. Grocery stores didn't want any carrots with funny shapes or other cosmetic issues. And while he could sell some of those extras to other farmers to feed their livestock, Jurasek was still sometimes throwing out tons and tons of perfectly edible vegetables at a time. He thought about how frozen food companies were cutting carrots and other veggies into smaller pieces, so why not do the same thing for fresh ones? He and his workers found a way to use industrial potato peelers to shave down the full-size carrots into 2-inch pieces. The first grocery stores that sold Jurasek's baby carrots not only wanted more, they said they only wanted the small ones. Food producers at that time were ramping up the marketing around low-fat and low-calorie foods, so the baby carrot came along at just the right time. In fact, baby carrots became such a success story that carrot breeders actually found ways to produce longer carrots. 8-inch carrots could produce 3 babies, while a 6- or 7-inch carrot could only yield 2. Plus, if we ever discover any new species of really tiny bunnies, we'll know just what to offer them. You can learn more about Mike Jurasek, proud papa of baby carrots, at coolweirdawesome.com. And coming up, some more plant news that might cause a buzz. That's after this.
You can listen to Cool, Weird, Awesome wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Overcast, Radio Public, Breaker, CastBox, and more. And now we're on YouTube. To find us, search YouTube for Cool, Weird, Awesome, or subscribe to the Brady Carlson channel to catch every new episode we post. We'll be there anywhere you want us. And if you don't want us, why are you listening to us?
Welcome back. These days, pollinators can use all the help they can get. So some communities in Europe have started mini gardens on the roofs of bus stop shelters. There are thousands in the works. I'm Brady. Bees and butterflies would still have to buy tickets to ride the bus, though. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.